You're with Kylie Baxter on ABC Radio Hobart and ABC Northern Tasmania.
Have you ever been one of those people who've had to play the COVID test waiting game? Waiting on the results from a test that can sometimes take many days. You're stuck at home or stuck in a hotel room. Well, imagine if you could get a COVID test, which was as quick and easy as a breathalyzer test. And to find out more about it, a man that's been described as a COVID detectorist, Professor Michael Bredmore, is with the UTAS-based Australian Centre for Research on Separation Science Director. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Kylie.
Well, Michael, that's quite the title that you've got going there.
You managed that very well. I'm very impressed with how you pronounce that.
Thank you. So what is the new way you have? Tell us about this COVID detection technology.
So inspired by the work we did on explosives detection, where we essentially took a laboratory test from about 15 to 20 minutes down to about 30 to 60 seconds, we were approached by Grayscan, who is the company developing that, to see whether we could adapt that technology to try and detect viruses. And so that's what we've been working on for about 6 to 8 months now. The challenge here that we've had is that all of the ways that you detect viruses now are not particularly fast. So in trying to make it fast, where we could maybe do this in about 60 seconds, we've had to develop an entire new approach to virus detection.
And so do you think this is a better way to try and detect COVID rather than the saliva test or the, let's say, you know, the nose test where they stick it up your nose and do the test that way?
No, look, I bet is an interesting word. I think it's a different approach. And what we are offering is something that is really quick and will allow us to make a decision very quickly. And by quickly, I'm talking about minutes. So, you know, if we think about all of those people that are coming in from Victoria and South Australia and New South Wales, we would be able to, you know, test all of them when they got off the plane. We may not be 100% accurate, but we'd have enough accuracy to be able to you know, isolate and quarantine people who were infectious at a much earlier stage than we can now because of the speed with which we can offer the tests. I don't think we'll ever replace those nasal tests. You know, that's the gold standard. And I think that will always be required for absolute confirmation.
And what about the commercial potential for this kind of technology? It seems like there would be a huge demand for a system like this.
Yeah, look, the demand is, you know, just mind-blowing when you think about it. But, you know, we're stuck in the COVID pandemic now, but, you know, we've also been working on this type of technology for bacteria. And when you combine that with other virus detection, such as influenza, it would make a really nice addition to a GP surgery or a pharmacy for a bacterial virus diagnostic to maybe help cut down on the prescription of our antibiotics.
And cost-wise, I guess you wouldn't have actually priced what these units might cost a medical practice or cost to roll out in an airport. That must be something that's still in development, I'd imagine.
Yeah, absolutely still in development. And honestly, that's the commercial side of the team. I'm just in charge of science.
Okay. And do you think it will definitely improve Australia's coronavirus response, having this added technology if it is officially rolled out and made available?
I think it would certainly help our response, and I think it would certainly help us manage the number of people that we could bring into Australia, particularly, you know, we're focusing on not necessarily whether you're COVID positive, but whether you're COVID infective. And so if you think about screening someone before they got on an airplane from the US, for example, and you only let people on who showed negative, and then if you tested those exact people at the end of the flight and everyone came up negative, then you'd be pretty confident that there was no infectious event on that event on the airplane. If someone did come up as positive, then you would know that you would have to, you know, then follow up and test all of those people further and maybe quarantine. So I think it would allow us to open up the country.
Professor Michael Bredmore, UTAS Australian Centre for Research on Separation Science, a very interesting topic.